You're not like telling a chick, oh, you're looking better, man. Or nothing. Yeah, just, no, you're looking leaner.
I probably lost a couple pounds, two or three, but I mean, I fluctuates a lot depending on how much I do.
Does it?
The more I ride, the more calories I burn. So I'm pretty quick to lose weight, but no, I'm about the same as I was.
Santa Clara, third tonight.
Yeah.
You know, kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
How you feeling about it?
Could have gone a lot better, you know.
Yeah.
I think at the end of the day, third place doesn't show how well we rode. You know, we came from the back and came back to third. It's just I didn't get a good start, and that's basically where the night ended. You know, we didn't put ourselves in a good position, and not that Cooper did, but he was able to get around guys a little bit quicker than I was, and a couple guys, I don't know, rode a little bit of a narrower bike than they rode for me. So, you know, it is what it is. We rode good, just didn't get a good start, and we salvaged 20 points.
Yeah.
We're not out of this. It's not over till it's over, but just made it a little bit harder on myself.
A lot of people don't like this place. Really hard, rocky, and tonight was really short. What did you think about the track tonight?
Yeah, it was short, you know, and the laps go by quick, so there's less time to make up time.
Yeah,
and there's
sure.
less laps. I mean, more or less laps. It's the same, but it's a shorter race time, so you don't have as much, there's no, I guess, cardiovascular type of anything going on. You know, it's so quick, it's 10 minutes, 11 minutes, you know, it's over before it really.
It's an amateur race.
Yeah, more or less. So everything goes quick when it's that short. And I think the biggest thing, like I said, you know, I didn't get to get started. Didn't put myself in a position to win, and that's unfortunate. We needed that more than ever tonight, and it's a little bit of a bummer, but we'll come out swinging for Vegas.
Yeah, before, where were we? Arlington?
Yep.
You look like, I mean, you look different going to that race. You look like you started to feel like you could win this thing, like you were, where before Webb was in charge, he was kind of the man. You look like you were starting to feel like you were the man. Was that something that was just kind of like, did it deflate a little with that crash, or you still kind of feel when you look down this line that you are the man?
No, I mean, I think, you know, when we got the red plate the first weekend, and then we had it again for the second weekend, and then we went to San Diego, and we had it again for the third weekend, and then going into the fourth weekend, we had it, it gets to the point where you're like, dude, there's a reason I have it now.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, he had his bike problems, but I didn't give it right back. You know, we still have it 4 weeks later, so... you know, Arlington was good. We were fast all day, had a good heat race, and unfortunately, call it what you want, but someone or another racer just wasn't aware of being very smart. So
yeah,
it's unfortunate that, you know, I lost the points lead the way I did, but in the same breath, you know, Cooper lost his points lead as a mechanical. So
yeah.
You know,
I don't want to beat a dead horse on the Craig thing. Just
you know,
about the mental part of it.
Every racer has goes through its problems. It goes through his phases. So. I still feel like, you know, when we line up on the gate, that I'm very capable of winning. And realistically on the gate, when I look down, I see one, maybe two guys that on a bad night could beat me.
Yeah.
So I definitely think the confidence is still there. I still feel fast. I still feel like if I get off to a good start, no one on this gate's going to beat me. And that's what I got to go into Vegas thinking. And all we got to do is execute there.
Did you get a lot of outdoors going during the six-week break?
Yeah.
Or are you still focused just on this?
No, we had 2 or 3 weeks of outdoor stuff, but you know, we didn't want to get too sidetracked with the outdoor. We're still in a title fight, so you don't want to take our mind off of it too much. Got to stay focused on the bigger picture, and that's race by race right now. So we got some outdoor stuff, but just stay focused on Supercross.
What's your mindset outdoors? Do you think you got something for Jeremy, for Webb?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's gonna be gnarly. You know, I think I've learned a lot over the last year or two. I think we showed a lot of speed last year. Towards the end of outdoor, you know, we got the overall Unadilla, and we were up on the podium a couple more rounds after that, and I felt like, you know, the speed was getting there, so we got another year under our belt, another year of experience, and I feel faster, stronger, and more fit, so we'll, should be a fight.
Last question, you're 16 now, we have a totally new structure for Vegas. What's Mitch talking to you guys about that? Have you guys, like, have any strategy? I mean, it's a totally different scenario now.
Yeah, no, nothing changes, man. It's, it's still 15 laps, we got a race. And there's still 25 points up for grabs. So, you know, like I said, anything can happen. We've seen crazy stuff happen before. So the mindset doesn't change. Still got to come into Vegas prepared and willing to put it on the edge for 15 laps and try to collect those 25 points. You know, all I can do is show up to Vegas fast and try to win the main event and collect 25 points, and whatever happens, happens.
Exactly. Is this your contract up after this year? Or?
Yeah, this is my last year.
Okay, you'll be back. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no worries.
Thanks, man.
Thank you. Yeah.